Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
I gave to you a hand, you gave it back again. Without its ex, my Annie. I gave to you a hair, you really didn't care. Now it has no legs, my Annie. Oh, Annie, let me in. I will fly, I will swim. I will die if you don't come near me. Oh no, don't you say so. You are my dear, my Annie. You were a dog, you threw for it a log. It won't come back, my Annie. I gave to you a pig, it wasn't very big. Now the meat's all black, my Annie. Oh, Annie, let me in. I will fly, I will swim. I will die if you don't come near me. Oh no, don't you say so.
Oh, the great young Yorkshire singer Kate Rusby from her album 20, which is 20 of her greatest hits, both traditional and ones that she wrote. Kate Rusby. And she's got all kinds of guests on this thing. Sarah Giroux, Mary Chapin Carpenter, and Jerry Douglas, and Tim O'Brien, and just all kinds of folks. I think this is actually from those transatlantic sessions or something like it, where they all get together and jam, and then they've done all these concerts and everything. And it was initially a really cool deal because it was so spontaneous, but now it's just become performances, and they're very good because all these people involved are just amazing. And it's a cross of American performers and Irish, Scottish, and English performers that all get together at some mountain place or something and do all this jamming. And like I say, it was great when it first started because it was so totally spontaneous and these wonderful artists. Now it's become kind of a small sort of folky trend, and it's a lot more mechanical. Still very, very good and very technically amazing, these transatlantic sessions, but the later ones especially are like they're all kind of bored now. The novelty sort of worn off. Anyway, but there are some throughout the whole Transatlantic Sessions thing, and there are lots of them, lots of volumes of them. There's some wonderful performances, and Kate Rusby, I believe, is part of that. And so it's really cool. So there you go. All righty, here's something else that's really cool. Bonita, Bill Butler. This is one more from Alison Krauss and Union Station, Jerry Douglas and all those guys.
I grew up in the scantling yards of Wheeling, West Virginia. A wheelhouse cub looking for an open door. In the packet weighs a Sweeney with the keel of my Bonita. Just 2 months from her timbers till she born. I paid the fare and billet on her maiden voyage to Vicksburg and talked my way to hand the tiller on the course. In her planks I carved a notch and sealed the vow, be my Bonita. And her dowry was my life between the shores. I was born. She steered me like a woman from the park calls and the bonds that led me straight. The county hope serenades made the old towns come running, and the boys would gamble shards to pull her chains. The strikers boasted faintly lows about the wrecks the shows were keeping, and how the old girls got poor Billy's ransom saved. Upon her, and then climbed the prow and took a landsman's train. A derelict now, my lady, said the watch log I've concorded. Have the bo'sun sound us 8 bells for the change. 'Cause I was born with broken ways, and she steered me like a woman. From the port calls and the bards that led me straight. The calliope serenades made the old towns come running, and the boys would gamble shards to pull her chains. And I would take to winter walks, so the gin I stopped to drinking, at 3 scores aloft his crooked frame. The strikers bow. Shows were keeping, and how the old girls got poor Billy's ransom saved.
while with the sunrise. I see her smile, morning glory. Are you fading away, morning glory? Oh, can't you stay for one more day? Whisper something, say next to nothing. Tell me you need me if I am your home. Tell me a story, my morning glory. Don't tell me why if you're going alone. Morning glory blooms for a while with the sunrise. I see her smile, morning glory. Are you fading away, morning glory? Oh, can't you stay for one more day? Make me a promise you never will keep. Tell me a story, my morning glory. Then when you're gone, it will help me to sleep.
Flow. Just become a beacon for your soul. But the past is stronger than my will to forgive you or myself. I don't know. And I'm riding shotgun down the avalanche. Oh, tumbling and falling down the avalanche. Oh, so be quiet tonight. The stars are shining bright.
Mary McGowan, Misty River, Kate Rusby, all in that set. Mary McGowan and Cooler and Dizzy Lizzy and Morning Glory, the title cut from this album. Interesting album. All kinds of interesting things going on in this album by Mary McGowan. Okay, Misty River. And this is, they had three major albums out before they kind of broke up and they've reformed, and they still do some gigs around the around the Eugene, Oregon area and up into the Tri-Cities occasionally, Misty River does. And then they have the Misty Mamas as well, and they're a couple of older people from Misty River with their friends. And it's actually their version of Shotgun, Sean Colvin's song, Shotgun Down the Avalanche, is actually quite a nice tune, a nice version of that. It's pretty daunting to actually think that you can do Sean Colvin's material. And they did a nice job. Nice job. Here's another Misty River one here. This is Heather's song.
This is a special love song for all the young people in the world. Here's hoping someone kind watches over each and everyone. Because in every young face, no matter how angry or sad, lies the blossom of a pure heart, not evil, wrong, or bad. So if you have a young child, be gentle, wise, and kind, and treat them like an orchid, so rare and hard to find. Your love will be like water to all the seeds you garden where they grow. And if you know the old folks, be gentle, wise, and kind. Their souls will soon depart us and leave this world behind. They've given us the future. This is a special love song for all the people in the world.
Thank you. Thank you. there's no hiding place from the kingdom's throne. Oh, people, get ready. There's a train on coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to Edessa's a home. And you don't need no ticket. You just stay.
If this world makes you crazy and you've taken all you can. and red. Shade grows thin and shrinks to nothing as the sun climbs overhead. Now did you see the stars as you lay sleeping as they cross the midnight sky? I can hear my own heart beating in the stillness of the night. What can I say? You said it all. Your words rise like the desert wind, telling me about tomorrow and how a heart can love again. It's all alone in your thin sky. The hours are long, the days go slow. Your loving ways like the wind reminds me there is so much that I do not know. What can I say? You've said it all. Your words rise like the desert wind, telling me about tomorrow and how a heart can love again.
But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, thank you. but I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn
like every day's the same, staring out of the window just like fish eyes on a plate. I don't even care if it rains. Something on my mind, I guess it must be you. You've been on my shoulder for a while, whisper in my ear, say, what are you gonna do? And me, well, I just stutter and smile. I think I'll hit the streets, take a walk up Capitol Hill, check out all the latest facial lacerations, and maybe I can get lost, you know, I mean, I got some time to kill, sort of feels like that kind of situation. Something about a street light lit up so fine, makes you want to lower down and cruise, and all those bravados on the high hip line, wish I had some shine in my shoes. I'm talking with the herbivore outside the Neon Cafe. I remember when this place used to be called Ernie Steele's. And the old fresh air where I was just down yonder way. Man, those are the days for real. Now right about now my head implodes and my brain begins to fall. And I get this funny kind of vision in my eyes. Good old Seattle where nobody even knew where it was. And there was no such a thing as a high rise. Small town, big city, wide open kind of scene. Wild West with no 2-minute warning. You had to know just how fast to walk to make all the street lights green. They give you a ticket at 3:30 in the morning. Now I'm walking down a side street and I'm turning in a doorway. It's crowded dark and lit up like a jungle. There's some wild eyes looking at me, scoping out my state of mind. How far you want to go, they seem to mumble. Now there's just some taps of the same old, you know, there ain't no microbrew. There's enough smoke to choke a chimney. And there's a rock and roll band playing, but there ain't no room to move. Yeah, but everybody's moving anyway, believe me. Now somebody might get hot and somebody else might have to cool him down. Somebody might pass out on the floor. By the time it's all over, you know, it'd be too much to remember. Yeah, but everybody would have got what they came for. Now I'm shaking my head, coming to my senses. The herbivore's off looking for a vegetable bone. Ain't no place to be but these present tenses. Yeah, I guess I should have known. So I'm rolling up my sidewalks and I'm hooking up my collar. Guess I might as well go on back home. Ain't got nothing on me but a Susan B. Anthony dollar. Yeah, and you can't even use those things on the phone. So I'm making like to take my crosstown drive. And there you are on the hood of my car. I say, all right, man, I'm glad to be alive. Let's go play guitar.
From the album Seattle Songs, Mr. Jim Page. Jim Page, the Seattle legend who initially was the one who said, no, 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 no. Buskers have to be able to sing for free in the streets of Seattle, and they shouldn't have to apply for licenses. And he went out and sang in front of the city council and did all that. Well, then it got to the point where there were so many people that were trying to sing for free and clogging up all the areas that the singers could sing at that eventually, and even he could see it. The folks in Seattle had to actually create a situation where you actually had to reserve your space so that you could busk, so that you could sing, and in the best spots, so that one person wouldn't get the good spots all the time. You know, because in Seattle, like, there are musicians, street musicians, all year round, even in the rain. And of course, some of the good spots are undercover, and it just wouldn't be fair if a lot of the same guys got the same spots. So anyway, that's what Jim Page had to kind of come to that realization. He set it up so that so many people could sing for free that a lot of people started doing it. And Seattle, the Seattle music scene is so competitive in virtually all ways. So that's how all that goes. Un Jung Shin is the assistant producer of this show. And I am the host of this show. And there you go. Want to email me? Email me at dsanddaniel@wsu.edu or call me at 509-332-5047. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'll be back for lots more stuff. Jim Page and I shared a rap as in, like, we were rhyming back and forth at the Tumbleweed Festival. It was really, really fun. He's really good at doing that kind of folk rap thing. And he got me into it. It was a hoot. Jim Page. All righty, we're coming right back. Hang on, hang on, hang on. And we're coming back.